Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, NLI Coaching. And tonight, you're in for a very special treat. Amy Ligner is my guest. She's the author of The Privilege, The Gilded Wings. Talent Lowry 13, The Sapphire Storm. She's also a ghostwriter, editor, and she's worked with some major publishing companies in her life. And she's also very astute in the editing and the ghostwriting, but she's a literary luminary. And without any further ado, I want to welcome the pretty lady. Welcome, Amy.
Well, thank you, Rob. Literary luminary. I love that. That should be on every writer's license plate. That's great. I like that one.
Me too. Anyway, Amy, let's talk a little bit about where they can get your books, because the Right Companion .com is your website, but where are your books outside of Amazon and all over?
Well, actually, the Angel Chronicles are the ebook series at the moment, and they've been in the top three on Kindle, actually, and Nook for the last 4 months, and now they're on the top three in iPad, too, so you can download them, and of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all over the place there. And then the Talent and Lowry series can also be found almost anywhere. That's ebook and soft cover book. So you can do either with those. And that's 13 and the Sapphire Storm. And the Hero's Companion is the third book, and that comes out in about 3 months.
And that sounds like a good book. But Amy, a question came to me today, and I really wanted to ask you. How is it, do you feel, that writers are afraid of what other people will say, so they just don't write their books?
Oh, gosh, Rob. That we must have been on the same wavelength, because I got a phone call this morning from a nice young lady who's attempting to be a debut author, who's writing a book at the moment, and I help her along the way, but she was extremely upset because somebody had told her that she needed to change her point of view in her book, and then they said something about a scene of hers, and et cetera, et cetera. And I think what everybody has to really understand before getting upset, okay, is the fact that it's great to get feedback from colleagues and peers. It's great to hear, how you can improve something. There are great people out there who want to help you. But in the end, no matter what, this is your book. This is absolutely all yours. And in order for a book to be good, and all readers will tell you this one, in order for a book to be good, you have to have passion. And that author has to be so into their book and into their characters and have passion for what they're writing. And if they don't, if they get bogged down with everybody else's ideas or everybody else's wisdom, the book can fall apart. I mean, a publisher will see right away when they read those first three chapters whether or not you were passionate about the subject you were writing about. And if your passion isn't there and your voice isn't there, the book's not going to sell. So do not get afraid of anything. You know, you write this book from beginning to end. An editor will be there to help you as far as grammar, spelling, improving certain scenes. But you have got to write from the heart. And if you don't, that book is simply going to be something that just isn't good enough. And you're going to be upset about that, because as a writer, I can tell you, if you don't write what you love and you don't write from your own heart, you're not happy with the final product.
And that's very true. You know, it's your story. And, you know, everybody, do you feel writers try to please everybody rather than just writing? Let the people the book interest, and then go forward?
Well, debut authors have the most problem with that. When I first started, I very much thought about what the audience would think. And, you know, what if I said this piece of dialogue and it offended somebody? Or, you know, things like that. And I learned pretty early on that you cannot please everybody. It's absolutely impossible. You could write a historical fiction book, and a million people will love it, but there's going to be 100,000 who hate it because they say, they think the history was something different, or, you know, they get upset about it. And there is absolutely no way that you can please everybody. With the Angel Chronicles, I'm very blessed and I'm very humbled by the fans, because they truly loved Emily and Matthew, who are the two characters in that book, and they got on board with it so fast. But there were, of course, every once in a while, you would get a few people saying, I don't like the way you used, you know, a certain topic. So, really, there is no way to please everybody. It is absolutely going to be impossible to please everybody. So, do not sit around and worry about that, because, yet again, that's like people giving you advice. If you change it to please somebody else, you're not writing the book you wanted to write. And then it ends up to really be a waste of time, and it ends up sitting in a desk drawer somewhere.
You know, that's kind of like going to the newspaper man to get your car worked on.
Exactly, exactly. Everybody will tell you, there's a lot of people out there who tell you they're experts, and it's, I'm, you know, great. That's great to be an expert, but an author is not an expert. They're not. I mean, a writer will be the first one to tell you that they don't know everything. They're writing what they believe in, and they're writing what they see in their mind, or they're writing for a certain specific genre that they absolutely love and want to be a part of. But nobody is an expert. It's impossible. You can pick up the biggest book in the top 10, you know, New York Times bestseller list. You can open it, and you're going to find spelling mistakes every once in a while. You're going to find grammar misused every once in a while, because nobody's perfect. So, you know, don't try to be perfect, because we're not. We're not experts. We're learning every single day what, you know, what we can do to be better, but we still have to write our own books and what we believe in.
And that is the absolute truth. You know, something I've really come to understand, Amy, is 98% of the people, or 95% of the people, aren't going to pay any attention to you. And there's about 5% of them want to see you fail. And them are your friends, family, believe it or not. And there's about 5% that will open you up, that will be open up to what you're writing. But Amy, as a book reviewer, how does that, the book reviewing, actually play into the selling of a book?
Well, book reviewing, from the reviewer's standpoint, is difficult. I mean, I review for some national magazines, and it is difficult, because as a writer, you don't want to say anything bad about another writer. You really don't, because you know how hard it is to get that subject out there. But you have to look at it from a very standoffish point of view. You know, you're the third person, so you just have to give your comments about what you think in the general sense. There are some books that just aren't as interesting to me as others, just like every other reader out there. But you have to read it with an open mind. And yes, there are people who want you to fail. It's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. There is negativity out there. And all you can do is just keep going. I mean, you know, Stephen King just kept going. Dean Koontz just kept going, J.K. Rowling, etc. These people were just, you know, your regular normal people before they became the big name. As far as marketing is concerned, reviewing can help a great deal. If you're reviewed in some very good, solid magazines, and especially in the world of social media right now, that's the biggest, that's where everybody is, Facebook, Twitters, blogs. There are a lot of great literary blogs out there, and if you can be the spotlight on one of those literary blogs and you get a fantastic review, that's shared to millions and millions of people all over the world through Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and Pinterest and everything else. So reviews are extremely great to have as marketing resources, but again, you have to take the good with the bad. You know, you might get a bad review, and you'll still be spotlighted. So you just, you know, it's one of those things where you cross your fingers and hope for the best. If you believe in your story and you love your story, you kind of have to hope for the best that other people will do.
Ain't that kind of the way life goes? That's in everyday life even.
But oh, yes.
You know, here's something. If somebody gets mad and angry and frustrated, that's really their fears and insecurities coming out. And that's something that a writer should have to open up to, and something I've expanded into, Amy, is when somebody's berating something, they're actually spreading their fears that they can't do what you can do.
Well, yes. I mean, if you're talking about a seriously negative person who's going to be negative no matter what, there's nothing you can do about that. I mean, there really isn't anything you can do about that. You actually have to kind of sit back and feel sorry for them because, you know, life is
Yeah, life is short. And also, Amy, life is a game. It isn't nothing more, but it's about facilitating and putting your wisdom in the world for future generations. How do you feel about that?
Well, yes, especially with a writer, because they're going to stay around long after you're gone, your books. All you can do is hope that you touch one life while you were here, and with a book, you can. I was extremely lucky to have met a young girl when I was writing the Angel Chronicles who was suffering from an illness. And she told me that angels made her feel so much better. And this is a kid, you know, this is a 10-year-old kid who's struggling, you know, with some.
Amy? Thank you. Are you there, Amy?
I am.
So, we're all back together again. Anyway, this is Rob Wilson. Skype is playing games, and my MiFi may not be playing fair. I don't know what is. But anyway, Amy, we're getting into this writing. I'm going to have Amy back next Tuesday if she's available, and we'll finish this show. We'll do something a little different. But anyway, Amy, The Right Companion and your books are on Amazon. But if somebody needed an article written, you do that too, don't you?
Oh, yes. I do a lot of content for various companies, franchises, magazines, kind of all over the place, actually. So it's fun. It's turned into a job. And, of course, I can do my own work. And I have the ability now, instead of having to send an office, to be able to write when I need to. Which is wonderful. And, of course, the Talent and Lowry series is an adventure series that was picked up by Suspense Publishing in Los Angeles. And there's going to be 7 of those. And the first 2 that came out, 13 and Sapphire Storm, has done really well. So I've been very lucky.
Well, you're very talented also.
Well, I hope so.
Yes, the privilege of editing my books. I ain't so sure it's a privilege, but it's sure good for me. Anyway, Amy, with everything that's going on in the world, how is words and books still a vacation at home?
How is what?
How is words and reading and books and writing still a vacation? You can take a vacation like staying in the living room.
Oh, God, really do it as much as you possibly can. It's great to get outdoors and see the world, believe me. Travel a lot and see everything you want. But one good book can take you from Japan to Egypt to the palace at Knossos to Jack the Ripper's place in Whitechapel to, you can go anywhere. You can have adventure and excitement and a whole heck of a lot of fun. So words are there, and, you know, read them. Have a wonderful time, because that's what they're there for.
And you also can go to the Winchester House.
Oh, yes. Very cool house. That is in 13. It's one of the coolest houses in the world. So if you can get there, definitely go.
And Amy's website is therightcompanion.com. And do you have an author's page, Amy?
Yes, you can go to theangelchronicles.blogspot.com. You can also go to talentandlowry.blogspot.com. So just call up my name on Google and you'll see them all. There's a whole bunch there.
And Amy is very talented. And I'm going to talk to Amy and we'll see if she can come on next week. And we're going to do something where we can have a full show. This wasn't in honor of her. It broke up so bad, it was dishonest. It was just not equitable for her. So anyway, she is a great guest, a great person. Get her books, and I will have Amy back next Tuesday if she's available.
Absolutely, Rob.
And anyway, thank you, everybody. And therightcompanion.com. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Coaching, and I'm going to thank everybody for being here, and I will see you Thursday night with Kate Ellis. And good night, and everybody have a good day.